Hi doll, and welcome to Scotland's John Doe's. There is construction outside my flat, so I hope you can't hear it, but we will plow ahead anyway. The world does not stop for me. John and Jane Doe are placeholder names routinely used in the US and UK when the actual legal name of a person is unknown or intentionally withheld from the public. Today, we will be looking at the most recent six John Doe's in Scotland, who are unidentified John Doe's in Scotland. It is against community guidelines to show dead bodies on YouTube, so I won't. But there will be links in the description if you want to do that yourself. If you want to go find those pictures yourself, but warning, some of them are very haunting. Before I begin, I must admit that there's a lot of suicide trigger warnings in this particular episode, so you might want to skip or pass. I understand if you need to protect your mental health. 6. On the 16th of October 2011, in Strathclyde, Scotland, the body of a white male aged between 25 to 34 was found hanging within a dense wooded area off a golf club road in Balmore. It is believed that this John Doe had been dead for about 6 months, as the body was basically skeletal. He had light brown shoulder length hair and was between 5'8" and 6'1". John Doe was wearing a light blue top man polo t-shirt with white writing on the front and a maroon coloured diagonal brand running across, a navy cloth zipper type cardigan with a narrow white band around the collar and a Greek Pennsylvania motif. He was wearing blue jeans and white Urban Spirit boxer shorts with a red waistband, as well as unbranded trainers commonly bought in Lidl, a navy black with the word waterproof. The unknown man was also carrying a bag, a grey Nike satchel containing two razors, a toothbrush and other toiletries, headphones, lighter, cigarette papers and clothes. Forensic analysis showed that the man had suffered injuries to his nose and jaw before his death and had a chip to one of his front teeth. John Doe had other untreated injuries that would have caused him significant pain, meaning he may have had difficulty walking or could have had a limp, affecting his appearance and his quality of life. That sucks. As you can tell from the facial reconstruction, which is actually quite good for a change, well, I mean, depending on if he actually looked like this, like, because if he was a skeleton, who knows what he did look like. But it's not as scary as some other photos we've seen, other reconstructions like we've seen. It appeared that this very thin man was living rough, and police were not even sure if he was a UK citizen. He could be from anywhere, but they are sure that he died by suicide. Despite previous appeals for information, police have been unable to identify him. 5. On the 20th of December 2010, a white man estimated to be between the ages of 40 and 65 was also found hanging from a tree within the Burnside Plantation. He was believed to have been dead for a number of weeks. The man was 5'9". Bald with facial stubble. There appeared to be a small scar on his lower right abdomen. He had 6 missing teeth and forensic evidence showed that he had a tooth extracted within the past 6 months before he died. The John Doe was wearing an unbranded olive green safari type hat, grey ankle boots, UK size 7, black trousers, white heavy duty gloves, and a brown tanned colour cord style jacket. And in the pockets of this jacket was till receipts. It's a little bit intriguing, this one. Till receipts from a shop in London dated 1991. This body was found in 2010. Was he really carrying around receipts for 20 years? 20 years. Also on his person was a box Swiss Army knife. And another twist, John Doe also had on him an Italian newspaper named La Repubblica, dated the 22nd of July 2010. So it seems John Doe is most likely not from the UK. He is Italian. Or he was killed by an Italian. No, he was hanging. I don't know. It's quite... It seems like there's clues here. There's receipts in the jacket. Unless he bought the jacket secondhand. And a newspaper. There must be something inside the newspaper. I don't know. There are links in the description. I have seen other people online write about this, but it's not so well known. I think it's more intriguing than it seems, I think. 4. This one is fucking scary, doll. Oh. On the 20th of March 2007, a fucking leg washed ashore. A leg. Doll. So this was the only photo released. Well, I guess it's the only one they could release. Like, anyway, so a partial lower left leg washed ashore the beach at Broharty Ferry Beach in Tayside. From decomposition, it was estimated that the leg had been in the water for months. And forensics are saying that the leg belonged to a young man aged between 16 to 25. I don't know how they know that, but like, science. On the leg was a foot, and on the foot was a shoe. A man's black Reebok size 9, as well as black Umbro socks. That was a grim morning for whoever found that leg. Oh, God love them. Oh, but also, does that mean the rest of his body is in the ocean, potentially? Or he's been eaten? Oh, that's gross. It's too early in the day for me recording this right now to be so grim. 3. And for some reason, this one is not on the National Crime Agency website. It is on the Doe Network. And apologies, it is another suicide trigger warning. So skip ahead if you must. But on the 30th of March 2003, a white male aged between 40 and 60 was found in the Barras area of Glasgow, Scotland. He was between 5'5" and 5'7". Forensics gauged that he would have walked with a stoop. And when he was found, he was wearing green Levi combat trousers, a casual jacket, green cardigan, light-coloured shirt, a River Island tie, and a blue V-neck pullover. On his person was a couple of razor blades, a mirror, and a toothbrush. John Doe was discovered on wasteland. Oh, it's so tragic. Don't end your life there. You're worth more than that. He had hung himself in a deserted place, ensuring that he wouldn't be easily found for like a long time. And the authorities discovered him in a crumbling building in Barrack Street. This is a reconstructed image of the man too. On the 24th of June 1989, the decomposed remains of an older man was found on the bank of the River Tay at Glen Carse. He was wearing a fawn-coloured jumper, brown checked trousers with a red line. He was also wearing a t-shirt and vest. And that was it. Like, that's all the information on this poor John Doe. It's very little to go off. 1. And apologies, we are ending on yet another suicide. But actually, it's quite an interesting one, kind of, and sad. Also, what is going on in Scotland? Why are so many people taking their life? The weather is not that bad. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry. I take it back. 3 days before Christmas, on the 22nd of December 1987, a white male aged between 25 to 40 was found hanging in Midlothian, Scotland. Police believe this John Doe to be a vagrant from northern Scotland, who they believe may have been heading to the Edinburgh Festival to work as a street artist, as in his rucksack was a plain paper sketchbook with sketches in it of south of Whitley Bay, the Moorings Pub, Aberdeen, the Ferry Boat Inn Pub, Ullapool, Waverley Centre, Edinburgh, Inverness, Edinburgh Town City Keys. Also in the rucksack was a gent's Aviva watch. This John Doe was thin and a tall 6'2" with brown wavy hair and a beard. He had hazel eyes, a mole on his left cheek, and a scar on his right finger. I have a scar on my left finger. John Doe was wearing a grey woolly hat, a long black overcoat, a brown tweed blazer jacket, a green jumper, a grey jumper, blue jeans, brown walking shoes with red laces, and grey socks. He was also wearing a silver chain with like a Catholic medallion medal on it, like a saint. I don't know what saint it was. Probably Saint of the Travellers. Who is that? St. Patrick? Oh, shit. There is a terrifying picture on the National Crime Agency website of this man. I'll put a blurry image here. Online, it's not blurry. Link is in description. Click with caution. And let's just end the episode here. I have put all the links in the description of how to contact the Scottish Police or Crime Stoppers if you recognize anybody or have any information. And please do not mimic the actions of any of these men in today's episode. Life is precious. Speaking of life being precious, awful segue, but head over to my Patreon where you can watch private episodes of the Chauhan Family Murders, two-parter deep dive. So yeah, like, subscribe, share, slán.